Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Tuesday, the 9th of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented, as always, by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, hit and run, motorcycle, boating, car, if you're dealing with a personal injury, I send you to where you're going to get the compensation you deserve. Let Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys put their skills to work for you. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And of course, Bet Online, your number one source for all of your summer sports this season, from Major League Baseball to golf. We got the Masters this weekend, NBA, NHL playoff stats, all the latest news, scores available for all of your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, so glad to have you here with us on a Tuesday. We come off of course, the national championship as UConn back-to-back for the first time since the Florida Gators. That's my school. Back-to-back for the first time since the Florida Gators won national championships 06 and 07. Joakim Noah, Corey Brewer, Al Horford, Torian Green. I mean, come on. Great team. But now, here's the drawback, right? The drawback is that Gator team has been getting some love over the last few weeks during this tournament because people will make reference, no team has gone back-to-back since the Florida Gators in 06-07. But now, everybody's going to reference, no team has gone back since UConn did it in 23 and 24. But anyway, University of Connecticut Huskies, a dominant tournament, two straight years. You know what? Let's just get right after it. Let's get to what the things that happened last night. Our main focus here, of course, is Connecticut from last night. There was no NBA. No NBA, and I think it was just a couple of National Hockey League games. So UConn, back-to-back tournament championships, all 12 wins by double figures. Closest game in the last 2 years, Miami Hurricanes. Last year, the Hurricanes in the Final Four, they only lost by 13. So shout out Jim Larrañaga and them boys. Only lost by 13, gave them the biggest test. Purdue last night, you know, this is one of those things, right, where when you're filling out your brackets and you got to pick who you think's going to win and you didn't pick UConn, like, I didn't pick UConn and you didn't pick UConn, and then you look back, not even now after the whole thing's over, like a couple games ago, you look back and you say, how the fuck didn't I pick UConn? They're so far and away the best team. It's not like it came out of nowhere. They were the national champions last year. How did I not see it? It's like that bet that you make and you were so wrong with your bet. Like, how did I see that? So stupid. It was so obvious. Yeah, feels like it was so obvious. I picked UNC. I mean, look, I know now I'm practically, because I've been doing so many shows on ESPN, I'm practically a college basketball expert now, but I picked UNC. And mainly, you do that, I guess, because it's so hard to win these bracket challenges that you gotta pick, and it's not like UNC was this big sleeper. They were number one seed. But you pick a team like that instead of the obvious choice sometimes, because that's your best chance to win, right? Because otherwise, if you pick UConn, so many people pick UConn, and you gotta also get so many of the other games right. Well, if you pick a team that not everyone else is picking, and they win, you don't have to have won all those other games if you pick the winner in the very end. So that's essentially the strategy there when you don't pick UConn, who clearly has been the dominant team. But seriously, even for me, I look back a couple games ago, how did I pick UConn? So, like, did I not want to win the bracket challenge for ESPN? I was terrible. Like I said, I'm practically a college basketball expert now, but when I filled out those brackets, definitely not an expert. So anyway, UConn pulls away in the second half. I mean, the start time. Oh, my God. The start time of this national championship. You got it. Give me a fucking break. 9:20. And they do that fake. They do that fake out where they tell you 9 o'clock start. It's not 9 o'clock start. It's 9:20. 9:20 on a Monday night. And I know I do this every year. I don't have to go through the whole rigmarole again, I guess, where, yeah, they're starting it at 9:20 because they want to make sure they also get as much of a primetime audience all over the country as possible, and that includes the West Coast, so it's going to start at 6:20 on the West Coast. But you're losing audience in the second half, and especially a game like last night where it's a blowout. I didn't see it finish the game. I turned it off about 7 or 8 minutes left. That game was over. Game was over. So you're losing a huge audience in the East Coast because you wanted to gain that earlier audience in the West Coast. I mean, does that even out? They have the numbers, but here's the thing that I don't understand. It's the national championship. You're going to get the viewers. It's the national championship. If the game started at 8 p.m. East, so it's 5 p.m. West, you're telling me, and the way that we consume games all the time now, it's not just, you're not just watching it on linear television. You're not just sitting in your family room watching on the television. We got the phones, we got the iPads, we got the computers. Everybody watches the game differently now. There's so many different ways. You're telling me the game starts at 5 p.m. out west, and people are like, oh, I can't watch it. I can't make it in time to catch 5 p.m. No effing way. You're catching the, and look, yes, the women's game, monster number. The women's game drew over 18 million. Yes, it was in the afternoon, but it's a Sunday afternoon. That's a great viewing time, Sunday afternoon. That's why, like, the marquee NBA playoff game is ABC Sunday 3:30. That's a great viewing time. Nobody's working. All right, so you can't compare the two, Sunday afternoon compared to Monday night. But you don't need to start the game at 9:20. You lost me. You lost the entire East Coast. And even for the start of the game at 9:20, how are you going to capture that younger generation, that younger audience? I mean, if you're a kid, if you're 12 years old or under, are you watching like the first 30 minutes of the game? I feel like a pretty common bedtime if you're in elementary school, maybe even early years of middle school, 10 p.m. For me, 10 p.m. was my bedtime growing up until I got to probably like 8th grade. 10 p.m. That was my bedtime. I used to get in trouble for if the Miami Heat game, because I never missed a game. game started 7:30, over by 10. If the Heat game went to overtime, I would get in trouble for staying up and watching it. It'd be a whole ordeal in my house. How am I going to watch the overtime game for the Heat? You're not getting a younger generation. You're killing yourself with this 9:20 start. And yeah, I shut the game off. 6-7 minutes left. I'm done with this. I was tired. I was up late drinking the night before watching WrestleMania. The start time is a killer. So anyway, as far as the actual game goes, it was like the first half was fine. It wasn't a very good game if you're only getting a half. And that's the whole thing with UConn. They don't have to be perfect. The team they're playing against does. You can hang around with UConn for 20 minutes. Were you perfect the whole 40 minutes? Oh, no? Okay, then you lose by 15. And that's what happened. Purdue played a good game the first 20 minutes. And Edie was dominant. But were they perfect? You weren't perfect, you lose by double figures. And that's what we've seen from everyone these last two seasons against UConn. So UConn wins 75-60, and that's the big thing that took place last night. As far as Zach Edey goes, Zach Edey, 37 points and 10 rebounds. It shows you how strange things are, right? It's why I like the whole Bronny James entering the NBA draft conversation is so stupid. Zach Edey, two-time National Player of the Year. Last night, 37 points, 10 rebounds. Just a dominant season again. It's going to be like a second-round pick. It's going to be like a mid-second-round pick. And you think that Bronny James is an NBA player? It'll be next to Thanasis Antetokounmpo having a job in the NBA. Bronny being drafted will be the next greatest example of nepotism in NBA history. Has no business on an NBA floor. Unless he's, you know, you had a Heat game and they let you on the floor after the game to take a free throw. Otherwise, Bronny James, no business being on an NBA floor. Zach Edey, 15 years ago, definitely 20. 15 to 20 years ago, a lock for the top three pick in the NBA draft. Think about that. It wasn't that long ago that this player would be a lock to be a top three pick in the draft. What was it, the 07 draft? Either 07 or 08. Greg Oden, number one overall. Number one overall when Kevin Durant went number two. Zach Edey would be a lock to be a top three pick. Now, maybe a mid-second round pick. It's wild, right? But here's the thing. I look at Zach Edey, I don't think he's an NBA player. I don't. He will get killed defensively. He will not be able to guard the screen and roll. He doesn't shoot outside the paint. No jumpers, no three-pointers. That doesn't fly in today's NBA. And the way that he's able to push around and bully around and get the good position in the paint in the college level, you know, going up against student athletes, you're going up against men in the NBA. It's not going to happen. It's not going to get that kind of position. Even a guy like Bam Adebayo. Bam is so much bigger and stronger than these college kids. He's not going to be able to do to an NBA center, to an NBA big man, what he does at the college level right now. I do not believe Zach Edey is an NBA player. And again, like, it's nuts because 15, 20 years ago, guaranteed top three pick in the draft. Crazy, right? You know what else is a guarantee? Making sure that you're getting the best insurance around. When you go to Brunt Insurance, you're getting the homeowner's insurance that fits exactly to your needs. That's right. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance and Financial Services for over 10 years now. And that's because I know, God forbid there's any kind of an issue with my home. I don't have to lay awake at night. I can't fall asleep. So I'm wondering, how am I going to pay for this? Is this going to be covered? At Brunt Insurance, bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. You're making the right call because you're going to get the most affordable care, the best coverage for your home. Their team at Brunt Insurance, they have the expertise and the experience to find the perfect coverage for you. Matter of fact, that includes comprehensive policies on both trailers and motorhomes. 954-589-2204. When it comes to homeowners insurance, renters insurance, condo insurance, there's so many options out there. You can't do it on your own, but don't worry. At Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making the confusing, crystal clear Fully licensed staff is going to help you every step of the way. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. All right. So, a couple other things here. And by the way, it's Tuesday, which means we've got a great edition of Twitter Jam coming up. My wife gets home yesterday. Get back to the sports stuff in a second. My wife gets home yesterday. First thing, and my younger son was way involved in this for the last couple of days. My wife gets home yesterday. Did you check out the solar eclipse? I go, who the hell cares? Solar eclipse? Like, the solar eclipse can be the plot of a movie called Shit I Don't Care About. Solar eclipse? I say to my wife, I've seen the moon. I've seen the sun. I know what darkness looks like. I know what light looks like. Solar eclipse? And by the way, not the first time it's happened in my life. But solar eclipse, who gives a shit? Who cares? I don't get the fascination. Even in parts of the country where, okay, it went totally black for like a couple minutes. Happens every night. Nighttime. 8 p.m. Shit gets dark. Solar eclipse, who cares? I've seen the sun every day of my life. I've seen the moon every day of my life. I don't care about this solar eclipse. I mean, why is this a big thing? It's so not a big deal. I don't get the solar eclipse. All these people are fascinated by, oh my God, don't look at it. Let me get the glasses. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares about this solar eclipse? It means nothing to me. I can't be the only one who feels that way. My wife gets home. Hey, you check out the solar eclipse. No. What for? I don't even know what time it happened yesterday. You know why? Because I was living my life. I was busy living my life. Now, when I say I'm busy living my life, does that mean I was sitting on the couch in the Zaslow Mansion family room watching Yellowstone? Yeah, maybe. I was living my life. By the way, that's my new show. I'm watching Yellowstone. Finally. I know a lot of people because I'll say something, hey, I need a new show. You know, give me some suggestions because I haven't finished Netflix yet. I need a new suggestion. And people have told me Yellowstone. And I know because Yellowstone has been like on my queue for a couple years now. Finally, a few days ago, let's do it. I'm ready. I'm going to watch Yellowstone. So I'm like 3 or 4 episodes into season 1. You don't need me to tell you. Show's really good. I'm into it. So everyone who has suggested Yellowstone, I like it. Also, I like the redhead. I mean, she's kind of crazy. She's already topless like the second episode of the season. I mean, wasn't this on regular cable? Just there with the boobs hanging out? This is my kind of show. So I'm into Yellowstone. There you go. That is my new show. And, you know, thanks, I guess, to everyone who's recommended. But I knew it was a good show. I knew it was going to be a good show. Okay, so we got to a little bit of the big story from last night, which is UConn, Purdue, college basketball. It's over. No more. Women's college basketball. Over. No more. Solar eclipse. Over. No more. 9:20 start time last night. Over. No more. I mean, get the hell out of here. My God. All right. Anyway, so big sports night tonight locally. Miami Heat only have a few games left. Florida Panthers also only a few games left. The Heat at Atlanta tonight. Got to win this game. Can't afford an Eastern Conference loss. We'll get to that in a moment. Panthers at home. Final 4 games of the season. Ottawa tonight. Come on. Let's go. Panthers got the number 1 spot. Not likely. Got to hold on to that number 2 spot so you get the home court advantage. Home ice advantage in the first round. All right. So, like I told you, it is Tuesday. That means we got another edition of Twitter Jam. All right, let's do it here. You guys know the drill. Every Tuesday, Twitter Jam, we get the tweets about maybe a hot topic that's going on, usually in the sports world. And today's topic, Caitlin Clark. That's right. The fallout from her collegiate career being over, what she's done for the game. And also, you got the haters out there, specifically Diana Taurasi, who has looked terrible the last few days. All right, here we go. First, we'll start things off with Caitlin Clark. That's right. Star player, formerly Iowa women's basketball. How many Twitter followers do you think Caitlin Clark has? I will tell you, 289,000. 5,000 Twitter followers. And yesterday, Caitlin Clark tweets out 18.7 million and a fire emoji. That's how many people watch the game. That's right. Huge, huge, massive audience for the Women's National Championship. And look, numbers not going to be that big next year, but can they sustain this type of success? The key is you got to have stars, because I don't think the game is played well enough. I don't think it's an aesthetically pleasing game, but people, myself included, we want to watch greatness. We want to watch stars. You got to keep pumping out. You got to make the stars. You got to let everybody know who the stars are. All right. Gojo and Golic. That's Mike Golic Jr. and Mike Golic Sr. We like those guys. And here is a quote from their show. I understand some of this is a tribute to Caitlin Clark, but I think we've seen proof of concept around the sport with these ratings. Even if it takes a slight dip because we're losing a generational player, it's still an insanely popular game, getting more shine and better coverage. That's from Mike Golic Jr. And here's also a clip that they attached.
18.7 million on ABC and ESPN. Clark weighed in on the number, and she kept it very simple. She tweeted out, 18.7 million, fire emoji. Yeah, we all have to agree. The most watched basketball game since 2019, when the men's title game between Virginia and Texas Tech averaged 19.6 million. But the only sporting event in the U.S. to draw a bigger TV audience than this game since 2019, football, the World Cup, and the Olympics. And to be quite honest, with a mix of the timing and also the fact that we didn't really think it was going to be too close of a game last night, I wouldn't be surprised if the women's numbers did better than the men's last night.
All right, so now you got some of the haters out there. And it's been such a bad look for some of these women. And I told you this yesterday. Just, you know, based on experience that I have with my wife and hearing things that she tells me about work, she's someone in a position of power, a position of authority, so a female who has worked her way up. And women in the workplace appear to be pretty catty and appear to be very jealous of each other and don't necessarily always want each other to succeed. And you're seeing that now because of all the hype around Caitlin Clark. Anyway, so Lynette Woodard, if you don't know who Lynette Woodard is, she apparently, before women's basketball, I guess, was in the NCAA, she held the all-time record for points scored. And it was recently surpassed by Caitlin Clark, but it wasn't always recognized, you know? So Lynette Woodard spoke at some convention a few days ago, and she claimed, even though the record has been broken, and even though Iowa and Caitlin Clark have been honoring her, she spoke about how her all-time scoring record, she says, has not been broken by Caitlin Clark. Seems very, very bitter, brutal look. So this David Eicholt, he covers Iowa Hawkeyes for CBS Sports and for 247 Sports. And he tweets out, Iowa goes above and beyond to honor Lynette Woodard for her accomplishments. And a month later, she's saying her record is not broken. Caitlin Clark has broken so many people's brains and exposed true character. Narcissism at its finest. Yeah, I think it's 1,000% right. I think it's a gross look from a woman who comes off very bitter. All right, this next tweet. This is from, let's see. Okay, Harriet Eve. Who is she? She does news, sports, and entertainment. And she tweets out here, also about Lynette Woodard. Hall of Fame baller Lynette Woodard says her scoring record hasn't been broken by Caitlin Clark. Nasty work. It's no secret that the WNBA eats their young. Caitlin has no idea the amount of hate and jealousy she's about to receive by joining the WNBA. Yeah, that seems spot on. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know what's what when it comes to WNBA, but what I've seen over the last couple days, yeah, she's going to get a lot of hate, and some of these girls are pretty nasty. All right, so speaking of which, this next tweet is from Ant Wright. He covers the Big Ten and the NBA and college basketball, and he tweets out, now this is a clip, all right? He tweets out first, I'll give you what he tweeted. The disrespect and negative energy for Caitlin Clark was there all night. Doesn't take much thought to know who Taurasi is referring to here. Quote, I'm taking Paige. Next question. No analysis or context. Don't be obtuse. You know what's going on here. So this clip here that he attached was from the Final Four, UConn, versus Iowa, where they had Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi. Breonna Stewart even joined them for a moment here. But Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi, the two of them especially, come off as such bitter women. We understand you're rooting for UConn. Everybody gets that. But like this Ant Wright says here, it is not hard to read between the lines when Sue Bird asked Diana Taurasi who you would take in the draft. Would you take Paige Beckers or Caitlin Clark?
I can make an argument for Paige.
I'm taking Paige. Next question.
So if you had the number one pick this year, you would take Paige over Caitlin?
Absolutely.
I like that energy.
Yeah, it's not hard to... You don't even have to read between any lines here. Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird as well, they have come off as so nasty these last few days. Obviously, Lynette Woodard, you could add her to that. Hey, a few weeks ago, Cheryl Swoops, who was just out there giving out misinformation about Caitlin Clark. Terrible job by some of these women. This next tweet is from Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports El Presidente. And he writes, jealousy is a stinky cologne. Pass it along to all the Caitlin Clark haters. Yeah, he loves Caitlin Clark. This next tweet here is from Paige Spirinak. I think she does golf. All right. Anyway, good looking girl. Whatever. All right. The hate towards Caitlin Clark from current and former players is disappointing, but not surprising. Women can be absolutely vicious to other women while also preaching empowering the next generation. I've seen it firsthand, but we must remember a rising tide lifts all boats. See, that's what I was talking about yesterday, right? Where women will talk about raising each other up, but at the same time, there's so much jealousy, so much animosity, very, very catty type behavior. And that's what we're seeing here. All right, this next tweet is from All Things Chicago Sports. All right, they cover All Things Chicago Sports. And they tweet out here, quiet part out loud. Breonna Stewart, Lynette Woodard, Diana Taurasi leeching off Caitlin Clark. No one cared about their 18-point-per-game efforts alongside entire rosters of WNBA draftees, and now they're salty. They took the path of least resistance and got outshined by CC. Yeah, 1,000% right. I mean, Breonna Stewart, four-time champion, she joined an all-star collegiate team in UConn. When UConn was winning, I mean, how many championships does RDMA have? He has like 11, right? She joined an all-star team. And Caitlin Clark, there is so much jealousy because Caitlin Clark has gotten the attention that they never got. Now, there may be a perfect storm brewing with Caitlin Clark right in the middle of it, but everything that those girls we just mentioned there did in college and everything they've done in the WNBA hasn't come close to generating the attention and the excitement that Caitlin Clark has. And there's an incredible amount of jealousy, and it's a nasty, ugly look from these girls. All right, finally, one more. This is from Awful Announcing. And it's a quote from Shanae Ogumike. Caitlin Clark is the most impactful player that the game has seen in a generation. What she has done single-handedly, putting the women's game, particularly through the platform of Iowa, has put us on the map in ways that we have never seen. Why don't those other women see that? And they're still in the game. Like, and I guess Shanae's still in the game, too. Why don't they see, like, all they do is complain about not being able to fly charter. This girl is going to help you get there. Here's the clip they attached.
Caitlin Clark is the most impactful player that the game has seen in a generation. What she has done single-handedly, putting the women's game, particularly through the platform of Iowa, has put us on the map in ways that we have never seen. To be a part of a moment where it wasn't just sellouts during games. Greeny, at the open practice, we had 17,000 people there. A lot of them are Iowa fans. What she was able to do, how many records did she break, Drea?
45 records from tournament to D1 to Big Ten. 45 records in her career. It's unreal.
Yeah, and what I just love about Caitlin Clark is that she continues to uplift the game. I mean, Dawn Staley had a tremendous moment after they won. She came to the mic and said, hey, yes, it's awesome. But at the end of the day, what Caitlin has done, we stand on the shoulders of those who come before us, but a rising tide also lifts all boats. And she just rose that tide and just continued to push the game forward. So to see, like you said, she did it like a pro.
Yeah,
she is a pro now.
She's a pro.
And she's been a pro all season long.
And that right there is another edition of Twitter Jam. Just such nastiness. And on one side of their mouth, they complain about not getting attention. This girl has helped them get the most attention ever. They should do nothing but throw rose petals on the ground she's about to walk on because they're going to benefit from it. It's like when Tiger Woods joined the PGA. You know, obviously there was some jealousy, but so many of those guys knew, wow, we're going to now get eyeballs we didn't have before. We're all going to make so much money from this Tiger Woods. How do you not see that? It really is such an obtuse point of view. All right, anyway, you know what's not an obtuse point of view? Understanding that when you go to SheetsGiggles.com, you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who sleep on their sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows, rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. Ever since Sheets and Giggles joined Zaslow Show 2.0 about a year ago, my wife and I get the best sleep of our life, the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. You get the pillowcases, the blankets, the comforter. I got the eucalyptus pillow. If you're in need of a new mattress, what better time than now to take advantage of 20% off your first order when you use promo code Zaslow at SheetsGiggles.com. Now make sure you also follow at SheetsGiggles on Twitter because you'll be able to take advantage of all kinds of promotional deals. Matter of fact, last week, my man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, he got married. So what did he do? He put out a promo code on social media. Use promo code WEDDING to get your newest promotion. All kinds of deals like that are always available at Sheets Giggles on Twitter. And again, go to SheetsGiggles.com and take advantage of 20% off your first order when you use promo code Zaslow. You're going to use Sheets and Giggles every time you need bed sheets. You're never going to turn back. Get the best sleep of your life, just like the Zaslow family. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. All right, so I got to have a moment of honesty here, all right? And this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but whatever. Keep it real, keep it don't, right? I got to keep it real. I got to be honest with you. So I turn off the game last night, the national championship. That I already told you. That's not a big deal. It wasn't a great game, and it's too late. I'm an old man. So I turn off the game, and that, of course, means I missed. What did I miss? I missed one shining moment. One shining moment. That's when at the end of the national championship, they play the montage, they play the song, you get all the highlights, and blah, 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 and everybody fawns over it. And I gotta be perfectly honest with you. I don't care about one shining moment. It does nothing for me. It's never done anything for me. Matter of fact, I would go as far as to say, I don't get it. One shining moment, I don't get it. You know, I wasn't a huge college basketball fan growing up. You know, we're here in South Florida. Canes basketball was a rumor growing up. And I get to college, I get to University of Florida. All my friends, huge, huge sports fans, huge college sports fans. And the NCAA tournament was over, you know. And that the national championship game is about to end. And they're like, oh, what one shining moment's coming up. And I'm like, I didn't even know what it was. I go, what's one shining moment? Like, oh, you know, they play the song and they play all the highlights. And I'm like, so? They go, yeah, no, but it's awesome. I go, but that's all it is. They just, and so I sat there and I watched, like, that's it? They play this dopey, this corny song and they play highlights and this is what you're excited about? This is a thing where you have to make sure that you stick around and you watch it afterward? Like, who gives a shit? I've never understood one shining moment. And it's really corny. I gotta be honest. So I put out there, I like having you guys involved. You know, I find ways to get involved. So sometimes I'll put out like a question on social media, see what you guys got. And I asked the question earlier today. What is something in sports that is so overrated? It could be anything. And I said, I'll start. I do not get one shining moment. Don't care. Do not care about one shining moment. Doesn't make not a thing for me. Doesn't matter. Nix Hex writes in, most overrated thing in sports, the entire NBA. As a league right now. Awful product. Way overrated. Wow. All right. How about, oh, Ben Raby, Washington Capitals studio host. Also, my first cousin. Tweets back, disagree. One shining moment is awesome. Montages to end championship broadcasts are fun. Great production. Good recap. Tells a story. Is part of it cheesy or predictable? Sure, but it's a fun tradition. What else for final 3 minutes of the broadcast? More analysis? No! There doesn't need to be anything else. It's over. Time to shut it off. I don't need anything else. I'm watching the game. What else? Go to bed. That's what else. All right. Robert S. response. Most overrated thing in sports. Game manager. All right. Mike in West Palm Beach. Paul Pierce has won championship. Yeah. There's nothing more overrated other than one shining moment than the Boston Celtics 2008 championship. They've won one. Most of us have only been alive to see a Celtics championship. That's right. That's right. Next tweet is from Carlos. Carlos Diaz tweets, Kentucky Derby, overrated. I do not get the fascination. I mixed Carlos and Charles. Carlos, I'm right there with you, playa. Don't get it. Kentucky Derby, the mint jujus? The mint juleps? Who gives a shit? Pour me a whiskey on the rocks. That's what we drink. All right. Chris, preseason college rankings. Most overrated thing. All right. Kane Man checks in. Most overrated, the Masters. Whoa, I don't know about that. Because I'm not a big golf guy, but like, even I'll watch the Masters this week. I'm not going to watch all 4 days, but I'll sit around on Sunday. I'll watch the Masters. All right. Kiko, most overrated thing, the NBA. Look, I love the NBA, although I don't think I love the NBA anymore. I love the Heat. I don't know that I love the NBA anymore. And that kind of goes to his point right there, Kiko's point, where, yeah, the NBA, people are down on the NBA. And rightfully so. Aaron responds with most overrated thing, college football. Disagree. College, I mean, it's so big. It's so popular. I disagree, Aaron. Josh Innes. Oh, the great Josh Innes. Afternoons on KC95. Obviously, former sports talk show host as well. The women's basketball renaissance is overrated. It's Clark Reese-driven. Next year, very few are going to care about the WNBA or women's college b-ball. It will be much like men's college b-ball in that way. Well, yeah, the big thing, that the reason I don't watch the men's, number one, I don't think college basketball is an aesthetically pleasing game. And yeah, I'm not interested in the men's side. I don't know any of the stars. Everybody leaves early. That's something that the women's game has in dominant fashion over the men's game. The women's game has an opportunity now, as long as they keep pumping out stars and letting you know about them, to continue to grow. What's Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and, you know, these other stars, Cameron Brink, Camila Cardoso, what are they going to do for the WNBA? I don't know. I can tell you right now, I'm not watching the WNBA. It doesn't interest me. There's nothing there for me. So, I don't know. It remains to be seen. But the college game can continue to grow if they keep pumping out the stars. All right, next question here. This is from, let's see. Well, not question, is what's most overrated. Julian, this so-called aura of Madison Square Garden. New York needs to get over themselves. You know what? You're right about that, actually, Julian. That's an excellent job out of you. All right, got a couple more here. Most overrated thing in sports. Michael says, athletes' political views. All right, I mean, I understand you don't want to hear athletes' political views, but are they overrated? Like, do people rate athletes' political views highly, that it's overrated? I'm not so sure about that. Robert says 24/7 sports news channels are overrated. Okay. Matthew says basketball players dapping up after every damn free throw. Overrated. I don't have a problem with that. They give it high fives. You know, they're encouraging each other. I don't have a problem with that. All right. And yeah, I like that. That's a good job out of you guys. Good participation there. I like being able to get you guys involved in the show. You know that. You know what else I like being able to get you guys? The best deal on a brand new car. And the spring sale season is in full bloom right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's right. All new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. We're talking incredible offers. Right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payment for 3 months, make zero security deposit. Plus, right now, you can get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. Enjoy incredible offers during this spring sales event. Lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com for full details. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, promises to provide their customers that exceptional experience at that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95. It's at the Cypress Creek Road exit. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, NFL, Subaru.com. The location you know with an experience you'll love. So here's what we got for the Heat tonight. You got no chance if you're the Heat in catching Indiana. That ship sailed a few days ago. And just to break it down in the simplest of forms, the Heat trail Indiana by one game, all right? But they really trail them by two games because Indiana owns the tiebreak. Indiana has three games remaining. If the Heat go, let's say, 3-1 in these final three games, then Indiana's got to go 0-3 for the Heat to finish ahead of them. It's not going to happen. But they can catch number 7 Philadelphia. And this is important because you're either going to be in Philly for the play-in or host Philly for the play-in. The Sixers are, and look, they proved they could win there. The season series split 2-2 with each team winning on the other's home floor once. Philly's 44-33, Miami 43-35. You cannot lose this game tonight at Atlanta if you want to catch the Sixers. And Atlanta's got a lot on the line. They're a game back of number 9 Chicago if they're going to host that first play-in game in the 9-10 matchup. So this is not necessarily an easy game for Miami. In order for the Heat to catch Philadelphia, and they're even in the loss column right now, so when I say catch, I mean it's, you understand what I'm saying. The Heat have 4 games remaining. The Sixers have 3 remaining. Right now, the season series is 2-2. The next tiebreak is in conference schedule. The standings. The Heat are a game up on Philly in conference. Now, what would happen if they end up tied there as well? Then we're getting into all kinds of cockamamie tiebreaks. I'd rather not dive into that. But that's why it's important that if the Heat are going to lose one of these remaining 4 games, it can't be tonight at Atlanta. If you're going to lose one of them, let it be Dallas. The Heat are at Atlanta, Dallas, Toronto, Toronto. If the Heat go 4-0 there, they will capture the number 7 seed. If the Heat go 3-1... and let's say it's assuming a loss is to Dallas, a Western team, then you need Philadelphia to go 2-1 in their final 3 games. If the Heat go undefeated, 4-0, they get number 7. If they lose one, you need Philly to lose one. Philly's 3 games, Detroit, Orlando, tough game, Brooklyn. So can Philly lose that game at home against Orlando? Maybe, but remember, they got Embiid back now. The Heat's best route, a team that does not do anything easy. The Heat's best route to getting the 7th spot and hosting the 7-8 play-in game and trying to avoid Boston in the first round only because you want to make the Celtic fans cry in the Eastern Finals as opposed to the first round. The best route is to win these final 4 games. Otherwise, it does not look good. All right, there it is. By the way, I want to tell you guys, we do have a new edition of It's Still Real to Me. It is going to drop tonight. We will be live streaming later on tonight. I don't know the exact time yet. I think around 6:30-ish, we'll be live streaming a brand new edition of It's Still Real to Me. That is my pro wrestling podcast. We'll do a little bit on WrestleMania, of course, but we're also going to react to last night's Raw After Mania, which I haven't even finished watching, full disclosure. So I'm going to get done with the podcast here, and then we're going to pop on Raw After Mania, and we're going to get your reaction to a brand new episode. And for folks who are wondering, Zaslo, when are you back on ESPN Radio? I love hearing you and Amber together. When are you guys together again? Friday night, I'm with your girl Amber Wilson on ESPN Radio. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by our friends at Caneswear. That's right. My man Brett at Caneswear showing me his store a few weeks ago. You know, they're still in Davie, but they moved. They're at a new location. Same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes items. But maybe you're looking for Dolphins gear, Panthers gear, Heat gear, Inter-Miami gear. They carry an unbelievable selection of all your favorite South Florida pro teams. Apparel for men, women, kids, your pets too. You want to put a Miami Dolphins jersey on your dog? Hey, I don't know what you got going on. That's up to you. But you can do that when you go to Caneswear. 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Hats, t-shirts, a whole lot more. All the big deals are at caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Big deal or not a big deal? So last night, Barkley's on my side here. So last night, you got the studio show for the national championship game. And here's Charles Barkley. He doesn't care about the solar eclipse.
I thought it was maybe the Chuck blimp that got in the way.
Hey, y'all, some of them losers standing outside watching that today.
They're not losers.
Yes, they are.
It doesn't happen often.
Hey, we've all seen darkness before. Stop it.
No, not in the daylight.
God, yeah. Come on, man.
Come on, Chuckster. Don't hate on the eclipse.
Come on,
yo,
stop
listen.
It.
I saw a loser standing watching your blimp. How about that? They were outside. Have you seen Chuck's blimp?
So you're not a fan. You're not a fan of the
eclipse. I'm not going to sit outside like an idiot and wait on the darkness.
Did you not wait on your blimp?
I could have waited. It's going to be dark when we go outside.
Can I ask you a second? Did you ask your family to wait on your blimp outside?
I was trying to get my grandson to watch.
See, there it is. So what are you talking about?
Hey, the eclipse gonna happen again. I ain't gonna ever have another blimp.
I'm going not a big deal because Barkley's right. Who the hell cares? We're on the same page. Big deal or not a big deal. So, Samantha Irvin. Who is Samantha Irvin? She is the ring announcer for WWE, I think for Monday Night Raw. But she got to call both nights. She was the ring announcer for both nights of WrestleMania 40. And she is incredible. She, not only is she so talented, but she has really made a name for herself. I believe as an all-time great already, all-time great WWE ring announcer. And just stuff like this, if it wasn't a big enough moment at the conclusion of WrestleMania 40, probably the greatest ending to a WrestleMania in the history of WrestleMania this past Sunday night. The emotion and the storytelling with Cody Rhodes beating Roman Reigns. How about the emotion? And I noticed it right away when I was watching it live. The emotion you could hear in ring announcer Samantha Irvin's voice when announcing Cody Rhodes as your winner.
Here's your winner! And the new undisputed WWE champion, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes!
Samantha Irvin.
I mean, how can you not be romantic about pro wrestling? Is she the best or what? And they've sent out videos too of her making the announcement, close-ups, where she is in tears when she's making the announcement. So you could hear her voice is cracking and her announcement doesn't have the usual oomph to it because she's very emotional and almost can't bring it together. And it was so perfect for the moment. She is the best. I love her. And when she was making the announcement, I even said to my son, I go, oh, Samantha Irvin's crying. You hear her voice? She is fun. She is fantastic. She captured the moment the way we all experienced it. And I will tell you right now, as far as I'm concerned, there have been great ring announcers in WWE history. Howard Finkel is always going to be number one. He's always going to be the top guy. But right behind him, number two is Samantha Irvin. And then there's everyone else. It's Howard Finkel and Samantha Irvin and everyone else way below them. That's a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, here's Stephen A. Smith this morning on First Take, and he has very high praise for Kyrie Irving.
I'm not necessarily agreeing with you, but I can't argue with you. Right now, Luke is averaging 33.9 points, Shannon. 9.8 assists, 9.2 rebounds. It's damn near triple-double, okay? That's spectacular. Kyrie Irving, let me put this on national television. Kyrie Irving is my comeback player of the year. He's my comeback player of the year, Shannon. I'm talking about last year being out for a multitude of reasons we no longer care to get into, don't want to get into. That is the past. We are moving forward. This brother right here is averaging 25.8 points. 49.6% shooting from the field, 41% shooting from three-point range. What's his free throw shooting? I think it's at 90.7%. Damn near a 50-40-90 guy. I mean, this dude has been on another level. He's just played 56 games because he's been injured. No distractions, no problems. When this brother is on the court, he is something to behold.
All right, if you want to praise Kyrie Irving, that's fine. He's had a really good season. But comeback player of the year? I mean, comeback player of the year is usually, it's usually for someone who is returning from something, who maybe had an injury the previous year, missed the season, missed a lot of season. It's not like, what is he coming back from? Is he coming back from promoting anti-Semitic videos and then not promoting anti-Semitic videos this year? Is that what he's coming back from? What's he coming back from? So this to me, this is not a big deal. I am not with it. You want to praise Kyrie Irving's play this year? That's fine. I guess it's deserved. But comeback player of the year? He's only come back from being a huge asshole and maybe a bigot to not being a huge asshole this year. That's all he's come back from. So I'm going not a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. And of course, get all the big deals at caneswear.com. Every team here in South Florida, you get the best gear. Visit them at 2655 South University Drive. Caneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fan shop, where you can get all of the big deals. Yes! All right. Good job by everybody who put together another great show today. Appreciate you. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. I feel like it's been a long time since we've had a double dip. Can we get a Panther win tonight and a Heat win to start up our show tomorrow? Come on. Talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.